Welcome back to Reborn Report. I'm Don Pfeiffer.
And I'm DJ Pfeiffer. Today, Dad, on Reborn Report, we're continuing our series that we've been working on for quite a while now, how to obtain supernatural healing from God. And in our last episode last week, we started on a mission to give you 30 reasons, and it's not our own theories and ideas, but reasons from the Bible, scriptures, why we are sure it's God's will for you to be healed today.
And you know, DJ, the Apostle Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 13, by the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word shall be established. And we want God's will for our listeners' healing to be established, don't we? Firmly grounded in their spirit and in their mind. So if according to God's word, two or three witnesses establish it as the truth, then 30 reasons backed by scripture, as you said, should make your faith for healing so strong that any evil sickness and disease that comes your way can find no permanent home in your body. Right, DJ?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And understand it doesn't matter what you've done in the past or how bad or undeserving you think you are. Repentance and forgiveness is just one heartfelt prayer away. And know this, God loves you so much that he sent his son Jesus to die a horrific death on a cross as your sin substitute.
Wow, that's awesome. And it was for your complete redemption that he did that too, DJ, wasn't it?
Right.
It was for your spirit. That's your eternal life source. It was for your soul. That's your mind, your feelings, and your emotions. And it also was for your physical body. If you're a Christian, everything you need for all three parts of you is included in your redemption, spirit, soul, and body. God wants you to be healthy, whole, and complete. He wants you to be happy, and he wants you to live a long life, satisfied, and an abundant life. So you can be effective witness to tell others about the kingdom of God and the good news of God's word. Think about it. Who makes a better witness for God, DJ? A person who is blessed, happy, whole, and complete? Or a person who has all kinds of problems and is suffering from sickness and disease?
I think there's a clear answer.
Yeah. I tell you what, the second person, if he came to me telling me about their loving God, I wouldn't want anything to do with it, would you?
No.
I don't think anybody would. Right?
Now, exactly, Dad. And I think this is our seventh episode on the topic of healing. And we strongly encourage you to go back and watch them all before continuing on this episode if you haven't done so already.
Right, because we're kind of presenting this in a step-by-step kind of approach with the truth of God's word, right, DJ? That can help you overcome fear and doubt, along with any preconceived religious ideas that you might have that can be a hindrance to receiving healing. You see, so many Christians today are just being religiously hopeful when seeking healing from God instead of having a real Bible-believing faith. DJ, I believe they confused faith with hope, and it's hurting them. It's only real Bible-believing faith that knows the will of God in the Bible. And then that can take your desire for healing from just being religiously hopeful and needing a special miracle to actually receiving God's blessing of healing in your life. Bible-believing faith pleases God, and healing is his reward for your faith and your trust in him.
Now, last week, we said the first reason why we are sure it's God's will for you to be healed today is God's word is medicine. And we spent most of our time giving details explaining that because it's the foundation that God's healing is built upon.
Absolutely, DJ. And we said God's word is spirit food, didn't we? And just as our natural food feeds and nourishes our physical body, God's word carries supernatural power and feeds our spirit.
We even read scriptures that plainly states that God's word is medicine, healing, and health to all our flesh.
Absolutely. And DJ, you were spot on last week when you said if we ate our natural food the way most Christians today are taking in their spirit food, we'd all starve to death. And we laughed about it, but really it's sad because that is a true statement. And we backed it up with scripture, didn't we? We said if you're sick and experience some bad symptoms in your life, you need to increase your spirit food, right? Double up, triple up on your word intake in order to receive healing from God, right, Deej?
Exactly.
Now, some of you might be thinking this, I'm not sick, so I don't need this. But yeah, you do. You see, the best time to get these biblical truths established in your mind and in your spirit is before you need them. Because cancer and disease is evil, and it can come on you very quickly, and it can take you out. Nobody wants to think about it, but all of us have known someone, probably even a loved one, that this has happened to, right, DJ? So we want to pay close attention to what Jesus said. The devil comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. And know this, there is a spiritual battle going on inside of you and me, even if you don't realize it. Spiritual warfare has been going on ever since man sinned and had to leave the paradise that God created in the Garden of Eden, right, DJ? So in reality, everything you do, everything you say, every decision you make is a choice between good and evil, even if it's just in some small way. So even if you're not sick and you're as healthy as a horse, you might need this at some point in your life. DJ, you graduate from medical school next month, right? And as a soon-to-be doctor, you said that according to the American Cancer Society, the chance that every person has to develop cancer in their lifetime was around 40%. And dying from cancer was around 20%. Am I right about that?
Yeah, very eye-opening statistics.
Yeah. So with those odds, if supernatural healing is available to us from our loving creator, God, we would all be very wise to learn how it works so we can receive it if and when we do need it. And I've come to believe through all the Bible research on healing I've done over the past 10 or 15 years, if a person develops and practices Bible-believing faith actively, daily in their life, that can prevent them from ever becoming sick in the first place. That's how powerful real Bible-believing faith is.
So, Dad, we're in the process of giving you 30 reasons from the Bible, scriptures, why we are sure it's God's will for you to be healed today.
And if you don't believe that it's always God's will to heal, please, we said this before, stay with us, hear us out, don't be combative, but you can prove us wrong if you like. Take these 30 reasons apart and disprove them if you can, but only with scripture now, because that's the only thing that we'll listen to. You know, we're not interested in any other person's writings or theories or ideas. No, the world is full of that. Churches are full of that kind of stuff. And it don't matter how smart they are, what their education is, how many initials they have after the name, or what their experiences are. No, we don't care about any of that. We just care about the Bible, what Jesus said, what God says. We care about the scripture. You know why? Because we're determining God's will for healing, not man's opinion about it. Right, DJ? And it is only God's word that reveals his will for you and for me.
You know, Dad, the Amplified Bible says in Ephesians chapter 5, you said this before, don't be unwise, foolish, and thoughtless, but understand and fully grasp what that will of the Lord is.
That's one of my favorite scriptures, DJ. And this one too, Romans 12, 2. You repeated this one several times. Don't be conformed to the ways and the patterns of this world, but be transformed. How? Changed. How? By the renewing of your mind, so you can prove for yourself what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God for your life. So then, where are you going to find the will of God? Well, DJ, he gave us this book, right? He gave us the Holy Spirit to reveal his will in this book. So where are we going to find and discover God's will for healing? In the Bible. Last week, we said that reason number one, why we are sure, fully convinced, that it is God's will for you to be healed, God's word is a medicine, right, DJ?
Yep.
And in Proverbs 4:20, God says, my son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. Kind of sounds important, doesn't it, TJ? Why? Because they what? His words are life to those that find them, health. The original word there, the Hebrew word there, is medicine. Health to all your flesh. So what is health and medicine to all your flesh? God's words. You know, DJ, there's so much more to words than I think all of us have understood. How did that God create the heavens, the universe, and the earth we live on, huh? How did he do it? With his spoken words. Then it would also be true that everything we have and see around us today came, maybe indirectly, but came from his words. The life in every tree, every flower, every animal, and every fish. Notice behind me, my fish tank. The life in those fish. And the life that's in you and me, DJ, it comes from God's spoken words. And if those words can create the planets, the sun, the moon, all the stars that you see on a clear night sky, and human beings, surely his words can heal, right? Certainly, easily. Now, everybody knows how medicine works, right? Especially you, DJ, being a doctor pretty soon.
Hey, I've taken a bunch of classes about pharmacology, and I still don't understand how most medicine works.
Well, it's safe to me for me to say this. There are millions of people on the earth who take some sort of medicine. Would that be correct, DJ, you think?
Absolutely.
Millions of people? Right. And the majority of commercials on TV today are about what? Medicine. It's getting more and more so. And the pharmaceutical companies are making billions and billions and billions. That's not my Donald Trump impression. But they're making tons of money, right, promoting medicine with the pursuit of a drug for everything. A drug to give you energy. A drug to help you remember. A drug to help you go to sleep. Drugs to make you happy. Drugs to keep you from being depressed. A drug, 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 drug. You got to watch out for this stuff because pretty soon there'll be a drug for the drug you're taking. I'm not kidding.
Well, that happens. That happens a lot more often than you'd think in the hospital, Dad. People get side effects from medications, and we need to put them on more medications.
Well, the truth is we are living in a highly medicated society, aren't we, DJ? We're becoming the medicated generation, and it's becoming a problem. It's starting to cause a lot of problems, Deej. And you're going to be a doctor.
Yep, exactly. But don't take Dad wrong, because of course we're not against taking medicine.
No. Sorry, DJ.
Right. But there have been a lot of good medical discoveries with medications that can save lives. And many people medications can help you recover from a lot of different illnesses. So I just wanted to clarify, you're not saying that you're anti-medicine.
Thank God for doctors and medicine. A lot of us wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for doctors and medicine, right?
Right.
But God has put all kinds of wonderful things in plants and leaves and roots. But our knowledge of the pharmacopoeia of God is very, very small. And then man is adding some stuff that God didn't make. And and he's coming up with some new combinations. And it's causing some problems. That's what I'm talking about.
Now, we're not trying to get into all of that right now. But just to say this, God has medicine, right?
Exactly. That's what we're leading into.
Yeah, and his medicine is perfect. It has no side effects. You can't overdose on it. You can't take too much of it. As a matter of fact, the more the better. But like so many people do today, you can take too little of it and suffer harmful effects from not taking enough. Because God's words are life, healing, health, medicine to all your flesh. God's words will heal you.
Good point, DJ. Now, thank God for prayer. But we're talking about supernatural power of God's words, right? Because I think a lot of the time people today are trying to get results with prayer that only God's word can provide. Think about that. Now, prayer is very powerful too. But the Bible says if you turn a deaf ear to God's word, your prayer becomes an abomination. Think about that. So we need to pay close attention to what God is revealing to us in his word. DJ, I really like the verse that you quoted last week from your Living Bible. I think it was Psalm 107:20. He sent out his word and healed them, snatching them from the door of death. Man, I like that verse. Really drives home the point, right? Glory to God. So what does a person need to do to get snatched from the door of death? What did it say? Well, he sent out his word. God's word will do that. This is why we're spending so much time talking about it. And if you take a close look at the way people are acting and talking today, it's plain to see they don't understand the importance or really know that much about the healing power that's in God's word. Personally, I'd give up anything in this life, but don't take my Bible away from me. And God's word should be that important to all of us. What do we call it, DJ? Our instruction book for life, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I will always say, if you will take enough of God's word long enough, it'll heal you. I don't care what's wrong with you or how bad it looks in the natural. If you will take enough of God's word long enough, it will heal you. That's not our opinion. It's Bible truth. And that revelation is why we believe it without any reservation or doubt, right, DJ?
Exactly. But by and large, people today don't have the concept of this principle that you're discussing.
That's absolutely true, DJ. People go to the doctor, he prescribes them medicine, and they take it, and they'll take it for 3 years. Then they'll go back to the doctor and says, we're going to increase the dosage, and they do it. Why? Because they want to get better. But people don't have that same understanding where the word of God is concerned. I mean, they'll hear a sermon on healing and they don't think they need to hear anymore. Why? Because they simply don't see or feel the value or understand the power that's available to them in God's word. And then the same people wonder why they have so many problems in their life. You know, most Christians, and I don't think I'm being over-exaggerating this, I believe most Christians today struggle to receive healing from God. And really, it's not that hard. It's just because they're not paying attention to the proper, not paying attention to God's word, right? They're not following what we talked about earlier, God's prescription for health and healing. And so they suffer. And then a lot of them get what I call religious pride. And they'll say things like, God must have some reason or some purpose in my sickness. You hear that talk all the time, right, DJ?
Yep.
But in truth, it's just prideful people trying to get the responsibility for their lack of healing off of themselves and put it on God. And they'll justify it by saying things like, well, God is sovereign. Sometimes he heals and sometimes he doesn't. You just never know because it's a mysterious will of God. But that's not true. None of it's true. And don't be foolish. And don't you be fooled by that kind of talk, even if you hear it in church, because it's a lie and it's a deception. So don't believe it.
In fact, according to the truth that's revealed in God's word, sickness and disease is never God's will for you. If it were, Jesus would have said so at least once.
Right, and we went over that, didn't we? And he wouldn't have healed everyone who came to him asking to be healed, right?
Exactly.
But he did. He healed them all, the Bible says. So that should tell you something. What's it tell you now? Healing is God's will for you and me today. So if you're struggling to receive healing, the problem's on your end, not God's. Now, I know people won't want to hear that, may insult some people, but still, that is the gospel truth. So you need to quit blaming God's transmitter and take a close look at your receiver, because it's either broken and needs to be repaired, or you have just plain turned it off. What we're saying is you need to change your thinking so it lines up with what God's word is saying.
Dad, before you go on, I just wanted to mention that we did do a little quick series a while back about your receiver and God's transmitter. If that didn't really make any sense to you, I recommend go back and watch that series because it was a good one.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah. I want to ask you this. What is healing? Think about it. What is healing anyway? Well, if you look up the word healing, technically it is a renewal or restoration of the body from a sickness, a disease, or an injured or damaged condition. Now, the reason I'm talking about this is because so many Christians today think of God's healing as just a miraculous, instantaneous event, right? And certainly it can happen that way. We believe it can happen that way, and it has, but it doesn't happen that way very often. The Bible also talks about healing as restoration, medicine to all your flesh. And I know we're repeating this over and over and over, but I don't want this to pass you by because it's so important.
Understanding this can be the difference between you getting healed or having your life cut short by a terrible disease. We read scripture that plainly states that all of God's words are full of light, truth, and life, bringing the power for healing and health to all your flesh. So take your medicine and read the Bible.
Wow, that's good. Absolutely. And don't just read it. Read it in faith, expecting something from it, expecting results. Put your faith into action. And then thank and praise God for your healing before you actually see it. That shows God that you believe in him, right? That shows God that your faith is active, right? Stupid now, in the natural to do something like that, but it does show God. Yeah.
Right. We could stay on this topic for a long time, but because it is, like I said, the foundation for your belief and the faith to receive God's healing. But we have to get to the next reason at some point, and we're already over 20 minutes into this episode. So reason number two, why we are sure it's God's will for you to be healed, it is the strong spirit of a man.
Wow, I like this one. The strong spirit of a man. DJ, last week we were in Proverbs chapter 4, right? That's where we got our first reason. Now, I want you to go ahead a little bit to Proverbs 18 and read verse 14. Proverbs 18, 14. What's it say?
It says, the strong spirit of a man sustains him in bodily pain or trouble, but a weak and broken spirit, who can raise up or bear?
Wow. Think about that. According to God's word, the condition of your spirit makes a whole lot of difference in your health, doesn't it? So then how would you know if your spirit is weak or if your spirit is strong? Well, what did the Bible say that was food and nourishment to your spirit? The word of God, right? And not just the healing verses either. It said, we read scripture last week, that every word in the Bible, right, feeds your spirit. So what happens to the condition of your spirit if you're not reading your Bible daily, or at least regularly? Is going to church on Sunday and hearing a few verses in a sermon enough to keep your spirit fed up and strong? Not according to what the Bible says. Oh, it's better than nothing, right, DJ? But it's not enough to fight the power to steal, to kill, and to destroy that's in cancer and disease. That's powerful. Cancer's evil, and it will tear you up inside. It will destroy the very life that's in you. And DJ, as a doctor, you'd agree with that, right?
Yeah, for sure.
And I'm thinking of a couple right now, DJ, who have a daughter who has been sick and dealing with some of these kinds of problems for quite some time. And, you know, I've talked to them, and I even gave them some of the same information that's in this series. But to the best of my knowledge, they haven't taken the time to read it. And I've also offered to spend some time with them personally, myself, explaining these things. But they've never taken me up on it. And as far as I know, things are still bad for their daughter. And this sort of thing has happened to me several times, DJ, over the years, where I've offered to help people concerning God's will for healing. I remember a customer back when I had my music store who was suffering from cancer. Friend of mine. And when I tried to minister this message of healing to them, they were always in a hurry, but they always promised to come back when they had more time. They never did. And it was probably 6 or 7 months after that, they died from cancer. at home with hospice. That was probably 10 years ago now, but to this day, I remember and the heartache and the sadness I felt for them. Could I have helped them overcome their cancer? I don't know. But I do know, without any doubt, that God's word could have easily, if they had only been willing to take it in, spend time with God's word. That would have gotten their faith and their spirit built up, right, DJ? And it might have helped them receive healing from God.
Definitely. And this kind of thing is happening everywhere all the time because people do not see the importance of God's word. They don't understand the reality or the power of what it can do for their life. I see it all the time in the hospital. I see people that just give up and don't feel have any reason to fight anymore because they don't have God in their lives.
Well, I bet you see them sitting there when they're really sick, crucially sick, sitting in there watching TV. They don't have the time to do that. They should be reading the word. They should be feeding their spirit, right?
Well, it's not even people that are crucially sick. It's people that are just going through a little bit of a hard time and they just have already given up because they don't have the power and peace and joy that God gives a believer.
Well, and they certainly don't see how desperately they need God or they need his word. Really, it's all just deception from the devil, DJ. So what happens is their spirit is growing weaker and weaker and weaker, little by little. Not just people in the hospital. I'm talking about people at home, people that are okay, that may get sick. Little by little, day by day, a little weaker, and they don't even realize it. DJ, I'm sure you know this. There is enough bacteria and germs of all kinds in the air you breathe, on your skin, and in your body to kill you thousands of times over. Am I right?
Yeah.
And you're not dying right at this moment. You know why? Because you're strong enough. Your body and your immune system is strong enough to keep it at bay. Still, all that evil stuff is lurking in and around your system. Am I right, Deej? You being a doctor, is that true?
Yeah, and just to give you a little fun fact, actually, I have a question for you. Do you know what the most deadly virus is that could infect a human?
No, I don't.
The virus that kills the cells at the most rapid rate is called rhinovirus. And do you know what that virus causes? What disease it causes?
No.
A common cold.
Wow. Wow, and all that's in you.
But it's just, it can't get past your nose because it can't get live in the temperatures that your body is. It can only live in the cooler temperatures that's in your nose.
Well, there's so much that's already in you waiting for you to get weak enough, right? So it can start multiplying and take you out. I mean, that is devilish, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, Dad, that's exactly what you see in someone who has HIV and AIDS. Because their immune system is being attacked by itself, these bugs that don't normally affect you and me infect them and cause them to get super sick and die.
There's life in cancer, isn't there, DJ? There's life in disease.
It's your own life in cancer. It's your own cells.
Well, I'm sure you've seen cancer cells under a microscope in a lab, haven't you? I mean, they're moving and it can multiply and grow. Where does all that evil stuff come from? It's not God. I said, it's not from God. DJ, read our text again for reason two. Proverbs 4:18.
Proverbs 18:14.
Yeah, read that.
The strong spirit of a man sustains him in bodily pain or trouble, but a weak or broken spirit who can raise up or bear?
Now, we're talking about sickness and disease, right? And man has natural ways of doing it, and you should follow your doctor, whatever they say, to get better. But read it again, DJ. Proverbs 18:14. Read it again.
The strong spirit of a man sustains him in bodily pain or trouble, but a weak or broken spirit who can raise up or bear?
So, according to God's word, what's going to get you through physical attack? Huh? What's going to get you through bodily pain?
A strong spirit.
Exactly. Glory to God. A strong spirit.
But, Dad, today what's happening is you have so many people that know and love the Lord, but they don't realize how weak their spirit really is.
That's right, DJ. and they're barely maintaining their spirit. And the enemy is just waiting for them to get weaker and weaker, a little weaker, a little weaker. You see, the devil just doesn't want to bother you. He wants to take you out. His plan is to overwhelm you and to destroy you when you're weak enough in your spirit. Remember, we read this scripture several times. The thief comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. But he has to wait until you're weak enough. But if you and I were smart, what would we do? We'd keep him waiting indefinitely, because while he's waiting for us to get weaker and weaker, we'd feed on God's word every day, and we'd get our spirit stronger and stronger until we lived out our whole life, finished our race, and we leave our body. And then you could say to the devil, you can have it now. I'm done with it. I don't need it anymore. But millions of Christians are not paying that much attention to God's word. So their spirit gets a little weaker, a little weaker, a little weaker every day. And you see, it's not so noticeable because it happens so gradually. That's what the devil's called, the great deceiver. And when they're weak enough, boom, they get hit with cancer or some terrible disease. And DJ, you know, a lot of folks don't make it. They're simply too weak to recover. That's why if you were smart, you would read your Bible every day. And you'd read it with gusto, with belief, and in faith. And you'd do everything that God's word tells you to do to build yourself up. And day after day, week after week, year after year, instead of getting weaker in your spirit, you get stronger, and you get stronger, and you get stronger.
What's happening is the Lord would reinforce you for the days to come and the months and years ahead. And nothing, absolutely nothing, would happen that you're not prepared for and strong enough to deal with.
Exactly. You'd be able and you'd ready to overcome and overcome and overcome some more. You would triumph again and again and again in your life, and you would win. You would be delivered and you would be healed. Glory to God. You'd have the victory in life. Oh, can you see this? This is Bible truth, my friends. It is the will of God for you and for me. So let me ask you this. Is it his will? Is it God's will for you to be strong or weak? Strong, right?
Strong. Yeah, strong.
As a matter of fact, in preparing for this podcast, I found over 40 references in the Bible where it said, be strong. You know what I never saw one time, BJ? Where it said to be weak. So, if I'm strong and my spirit is strong, how could it be God's will for you or me to perish from sickness and disease? Besides, if I'm strong in my spirit, I'm going to overcome the sickness and disease. I'm going to get healed according to God's word. Now, we are quoting the Bible, aren't we? Aren't we, Deej?
Yeah,
we are. We are sure it is God's will for you to be healed today. As DJ said, reason number two, the strong spirit of a man. And you know, you will need this. All of us, all of our listeners, you and me, DJ, at some point, every one of us will need this. There's absolutely no question about it.
Yeah, you'll certainly need it at some point. If not for yourself, maybe for a family member or a close friend. And the American Cancer Society statistics that you mentioned earlier show that you will need this. So yeah. It would be wise for all of us to take this very seriously, let it sink in, get deep into your spirit and into your mind, and meditate on it.
That's why we're spending so much time on it, right, DJ?
Right.
I want to go back for just a minute to our last week's scripture in Proverbs chapter 4. Now, don't worry, I'm not going to repeat all of last week, but I want to take a look at the next verse, DJ. You got Proverbs chapter 4. Read verse 23.
It says, keep and guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life.
Wow. Now, what's God's word telling you to guard above all else?
Your heart.
Your heart. Exactly. Now, he's not talking about your physical blood pump, is he? No, he's talking about your spirit, the innermost part of your being. And when the Lord tells you to keep and guard something, your heart, your spirit, with all diligence, do you suppose there's a good reason? Listen to the Amplified. DJ, read that one, the Amplified version of the Bible in verse 23.
Okay.
You got that?
Says, yep. Keep and guard your heart with all vigilance, and above all that you guard, for out of it flow the springs of life.
Out of what?
Your heart.
Out of your heart, your spirit. What comes out of your heart? The spring of life. Life from God. Life comes from God. But it comes, apparently from this verse, life comes from God, but it comes from God to your spirit. And then it flows from your spirit into your physical body. Now, what happens when your spirit leaves the body? Your body's dead, right? It has no life. And think about it. Your brain's still there, but it's dead. So your brain is not the source of your life for your body. And I find it amusing that so much attention has been given to the brain. It's been credited with all the inventions of man. All the science and developments have said to come out of those 2-3 pounds of gray matter. Really? I'm not so convinced. Now, don't get me wrong. I do understand the importance of the brain to the function of the body. But you are not a brain. The brain is an organ like your heart or your liver or your kidney. And you will be you, and you will have your full mind and your full faculties about you without your brain. When you die, your brain will be decomposing along with the rest of your organs in your body, right? Yeah. But you will still have your mind wherever you are. Why? Because you are a spirit. And the life that's in your flesh comes from God out of your spirit into your physical body, your heart, your spirit. DJ, what did he say? You just read it. Guard your heart above all things. Keep it with all diligence. Why? Because out of your heart comes the life that's in your flesh. So what about the condition of your spirit? Does it affect your body? Yes, it certainly does.
And medical science is really just beginning to learn and understand this. Science is just beginning to learn that there's a lot more to the condition of the body concerning and concerning how it all works, how it's affected, and what it does, who heals up and who doesn't make it. They're just beginning to realize there's a whole lot more going on than just the chemical and physical and physiologic aspects of it.
Right. And God's word is pretty clear in telling us that other part is the spirit of a man, right? Well then, what about the weaker your spirit is? Would that affect your body? Absolutely. The weaker your spirit is, the weaker your immune system will be. The weaker the chemical, electrical energy that you just talked about that goes to your heart, to your brain, to your lungs, to all your flesh would be. But what if your spirit gets stoked up, DJ? What if your spirit gets all strong and gets infused with God's word and gets infused with life? What if your spirit gets, like I say, all fired up? Huh? Is that going to affect your body? Yeah, because the life that's in your flesh comes out of the inside of you, your heart, your spirit. So can God quicken you enough on the inside that life just floods out of you into your body and overcomes disease? Yes, easily. Glory to God. We are so thankful that God has opened our eyes to these truths, and we're just not limited to understanding the natural. He's given us the Bible to give us a spiritual understanding. God is spirit. You and I are spirits. DJ, what did it say in Jesus say in John 63? Remember you quoted that. The words I speak to you are spirit and they are life. So your spirit can be made strong, and that will affect your flesh. DJ, read Proverbs 4:23 again.
Keep and guard your heart with all vigilance, and above all that you guard, for out of it flow the springs of life.
Wow. So then your spirit is the most important part of you, isn't it? And its condition affects what will be going on in your flesh. Oh, can you see this? Out of the heart, your spirit, flows the springs of life. That's not our opinion. That's Bible. That's what God says. And the truth is, we're spirits. You are a spirit. You have a mind, and you live in a body, right? We are all spirits. We have a mind, and we live in a body. And the spirit needs to be fed. The Bible makes that very clear, that God's word is the spiritual food we need to feed our spirit, to be nourished up and strong, so our bodies can be strong and they can be healed, right? DJ, I want to give you one more scripture. Turn to 1 Timothy 4, chapter 4, verse 6. Will you read that?
Yep. It says, if you will instruct the brethren in these things, you will be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished in the words of faith and the good doctrine, which you have carefully followed.
See what it said? Nourished in the words of faith. And this is the purpose of the series, right? The purpose of our whole podcast, absolutely, isn't it, DJ? To teach definitely our watcheners, my word there, watcheners, bless you, to teach our watcheners good doctrine, nourished in the words of faith, right? Because yep, what's going to get you through something that's trying to tear you up inside, huh? Something that's chewing up and spitting out your organs, hmm? Something that's trying to destroy your blood and weaken your immune system. Understand, diseases are evil. They're meant to destroy you if they can. But is there anything that's stronger than disease? Yes, there's the life of God. And it's way stronger than any of this evil, rotten stuff. And God's life is stronger than any drug is to your system. I mean, you know this, DJ. If a person takes enough drugs long enough, the very cells of their being cry out for it and demand it. Just ask an alcoholic or a drug addict. You've probably seen results of that in the hospital, right?
Yeah, sure.
You can testify to that fact. But is there anything that's stronger than those chemicals that control people? Is there anything stronger than nicotine, alcohol, cocaine, or anything like that? Yes, the same power that makes the sun shine, the same power that keeps gravity going. Huh? The same power that makes your heart continue to beat again and again and again, that power is way more than enough to overcome any craving or any bad condition or any rotten disease, right?
And Dad, here's the great news. That power is already in all of us.
Yes.
If you're a Christian, that same power that raised Jesus from the dead is already living in you. In the Living Bible, Romans chapter 8, verse 11, tells us exactly that, what I just said.
Yeah,
the power that raised Jesus from the dead lives inside of us.
That's awesome. That's why I've said that sometimes people are just relying on prayer. Christians are just relying on prayer, when really it's knowing God's word that feeds your spirit, develops your faith, and flows the life and power of God into your body to bring healing into all your flesh, right? And like you said, his spirit is already in your spirit. So his life is already in you. Oh, man. I hope you can understand this and take it in. If you're a Christian, you got the life of God in you. Believe it. Because it's Bible truth. I know it sounds too good to be true, but it is true. I've got the life of God in me. I've got the life of God in me. You should repeat that verse, that sentence out to you, out to yourself, out loud as many times as you need to until you believe it. I've got the life of God in me. Now, it's obvious. The level of God life that we're talking about is at varying places in people today. And the life of God has been stronger in me at times and stronger in you at times, right, DJ?
Definitely,
and the life of God has been stronger in our listeners at varying times in their life. And that affects your spirit and that affects your body. So in light of all this, everything we said, DJ, read 1 Timothy 4, 6 again. Will you please?
If you instruct the brethren in these things, you will be a good minister of Jesus Christ.
Now here's the part I want you to notice. Go on.
Nourished in the words of faith.
There you go. You see, you cannot believe God with your mind. I know that sounds weird, but let me explain. See, faith is not mental. Now, people think it is, but it isn't. Now, the mind is involved in it, but it's not mental. Faith is not of the mind, DJ. Read Romans 10:10. What's that say?
It says, it is with the heart man believes.
Does it say it's with the mind man believes? Does it say it's with the brain man believes? What's man believe with? His heart. What's your heart? What's he's talking about? Not your physical blood pump. He's talking about your spirit, right? You can't believe God with your physical heart any more than you can believe God with your kidney or your lung. He's talking about
God with my liver.
Well, I believe God with my whole body. But he's talking about your spirit, right? The innermost part of your being. What you are, who you are. I said, you're a spirit, right? You have a mind, and you live in a body. You believe God with your heart, with your spirit. So faith is not mental. I'll prove it to you. A person can be able to quote all kinds of scripture, have it all in their brain, and still be full of fear and doubt, and have no faith. Why? Because faith is not of the mind. It's not intellectual. What did the Bible say? Faith is of the heart. It's spiritual. And it's real. And it is way more powerful than our intellect. So don't just go by what you see and feel in the natural. Now, thank God, DJ, you're going to be a doctor. You're going to help a lot of people. But I'm going to say this, and I don't want to offend you and your doctor friends. Don't let the words of any doctor with a bad or negative report, right, be your end-all, be-all. You know what I'm saying? Because if you do, that would drain the life right out of you. I mean, you're going to do everything you can to help people naturally. No, never rely just on doctors. Go to the doctor, follow their advice, take the medicine. Thank God for doctors. He gave them to us, right? But remember, you have the supernatural power of God. If you're a Christian, living in you. And like I said, thank God for doctors and medicine, but don't let any man's word be your last word. Instead, what should you do? Follow God's instruction. Attend to his words. Incline your ears to his saying. Don't let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. Why? Because they're life. Faith is life and health to all your medicine, to all your flesh. God's words are what you need to keep in front of your eyes night and day, right? Take your spiritual medicine because it feeds God's life right into your spirit. It will strengthen you, even when in the natural, it seems like there's no hope. It's true.
And get this too. You get your spirit strong the same exact way you get your physical body strong, by eating and exercise. So eat your spiritual food and exercise your spirit by acting on your faith.
Wow, that's a good point, DJ. Well, how do you do that? Well, one good way, a good start would be to stop begging God all the time to heal you when you're sick and start thanking him and praising him and get into his word and thanking him for your healing. Because this shows God that you have faith in him, right? It shows him that you really are believing in him. I want to go back again to 1 Timothy chapter 4. Remember it said, nourished up in the words of faith. But DJ, this time I want you to go on and read verse 7, 8, and 9. 1 Timothy 4, verse 7, 8, and 9.
Okay, starting in verse 7, it says, but reject profane and old wives to fables, and exercise yourself toward godliness. For bodily exercise profits a little, but godliness is profitable for all things, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance.
Pretty simple, really. Pretty self-explanatory. The Bible's not hard. Religion makes it hard. God makes it easy. And he's talking about two different things here, spiritually, right? Nourished up in the words of faith, he says, or taking in a bunch of junk. What do you call it? Old, profane and old wise fables. Is that what he called it?
Yeah.
Stuff that's not really worth anything. The point is, the more serious your condition is, the more selective you should be with what you're taking in. That's the point I want to take by reading that. Remember God's directions in Proverbs 4:20. My son, attend to my words, right? But DJ, tell me, how many Christians are just attending to the words of a doctor? Now, again, thank God for doctors. I'm proud that you're going to be a doctor. You're going to help a lot of people. But and don't misunderstand me. Doctors are working with the natural, right? That's what they're trained in, right, DJ?
Yeah.
But you're trained, you're going to be a great doctor because you're going to be able to help them naturally and spiritually. And doctors tell people things like, we run all the tests. We've done all the research. We did all the treatments we know how to do, right? We've exhausted all the medicine. And sometimes people go home and they think about those words only. They go home and they pray and they pray and they pray, but they ignore God's words, right? And so their spirit gets weaker and weaker. And when you just think on man's words, it'll drain the life right out of your spirit. Instead, what do they need to do? They need to pay attention to God's word and get their spirit built up. Go back and read it again. 1 Timothy and read 7, 8, 9 again, DJ.
But reject profane and old wives' fables and exercise yourself toward godliness. For bodily exercise profits a little, but godliness is profitable for all things, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance.
I like how he's saying it'll help your life right now, doesn't he? And what's going to happen in your future with heaven to come. And he's comparing natural exercise to spiritual nourishment and spiritual exercise, isn't he? Why? Listen very closely now. Your body is patterned after your spirit. I'll say that again. Our natural bodies are patterned after spiritual realities. It's not the other way around, which is so common in religious thinking today. No, I'll say it again. Your body is patterned after your spirit, right? So it's no wonder that so many Christians today are spiritually weak. A lot of them don't even know their spirit, let alone that they need to feed and exercise it. So they're spiritually weak. A lot of people don't even have a clue how to receive supernatural healing from God. They just pray and pray and pray and pray some more, right? And really, that's all they know how to do. And when that doesn't work, they accept the sickness and the disease as it's the will of God for their life. But the truth is, they're just deceived. And the result is, the quality of their life suffers. And a lot of time, their lives are cut short by these evil diseases. They're meant to take you out, like I said. But it doesn't have to be that way. Why not? Because you can feed your spirit. You can build it up with the Word of God. And if you're persistent enough and determined enough, you might just get to the point that your faith for healing becomes so strong, there's simply no more room for sickness and disease in your body. And it has to leave. What's stronger, disease or God? Right?
You know, Dad, people today go on all kinds of diets and they work really hard at it, but you'd be very wise to put yourself on a solid diet of faith-building words of God. And when you feel some symptoms of sickness coming on, increase your dosage of your spiritual medicine. Read your Bible and feed your spirit.
That's good, DJ. I like that one. Now, you might even have to cut out some of the other activities you're doing in life if you're sick, right? Like working in the flower bed or watching movies at night and any number of things that take time and time-consuming activities and get into the Bible until you get your spirit built up. Because if you don't, and if you're sick, it might get to the point where it's too late. You need to take this stuff seriously. God's serious about it. So you should be too, because cancer is lurking and it is mighty serious about wanting to take you out. Right, DJ?
Yeah. It's called the Bible diet and it's not a fad, not a fad diet.
Good for you.
All right. So reason number two, why we are sure it's God's will for you to be healed today, the strong spirit of a man.
you said about doing the diet thing, DJ. Before we end today, I want to give our audience some healing scriptures that they can use to feed and build your spirit strong. And this goes right along with what you said, exercise or a diet. This is an exercise that I did, and it worked for me when I was sick with leukemia and led to my healing. My doctor said, there's no cure for leukemia, just treatment. But I got healed. And I used this. This is I credit this largely to it. I would sit in my lounge chair late at night when the house was quiet after everybody went to bed. And sometimes in the summer, like when it was warm outside, I'd go out back in our backyard and sit by our little fish pond. And I would repeat these scriptures out loud to myself over and over and over again. And sometimes it took me an hour or two to get quiet enough in my mind, you know, before it really started to sink in. And I remember this one night that I was out by the pond and I was repeating this healing scripture to myself over and over and over again out loud. I remember it. I am strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I am strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I'd say it different ways. I go, I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Or I go, I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I just kept doing it different ways. Over that same one, over and over and over again. And one night I got so consumed with what I was doing, the next thing I knew, the sun was coming up. I must have been out there for 4 or 5 hours doing that. I remember sneaking back into the house and getting into bed before any of you guys got up. I mean, I felt a little funny about it because I was out there all night doing that. And I did this sort of thing just about every night for the entire summer. And finally, I realized that I was starting to feel better. And my oncologist confirmed it with tests that revealed that my blood had returned to normal and my cancer was gone. Praise God. I'll never forget that sort of thing. And it works. It actually works. What we're talking about works. That was it was over 10 years ago. And when I look back at that now, by doing that, what I was doing was feeding my spirit God's word, wasn't I? And it really helped me build up my spirit and build up my Bible-believing faith. It grew in me and grew in me and grew in me, and that helped me to receive healing from God. So if you're battling cancer or sickness or maybe cancer like I was, these scriptures and this practice can work for you too. I know it can. I'm no special person, right? I'm just a normal guy. If you speak these things, these scriptures I'm going to give you, and there's more of them, but if you speak these out loud to yourself over and over again, as much as you need to for them to sink into your heart, into your spirit, faith and healing will come to you. Faith and healing will come. God promises it, and it worked for me.
You know, Dad, it also worked for me too. I've said this before on the podcast, but when I was dealing with like severe anxiety and panic attacks when I was in undergrad, the panic attacks would sometimes be so bad it felt like I was trapped inside my body. I'd lay in bed, like couldn't even move, couldn't move a muscle. Wow. But the only thing I could do was think. And sometimes it goes so bad that it felt like there was another like person inside my body just like saying bad thoughts and stuff like that. Wow. So, but the only thing I could do was control what I was thinking. And oftentimes I would just repeat the name Jesus over and over in my head.
That's enough.
That was enough.
Just that. Yeah. That's the best thing you could have done.
Yeah. And other times I'd use some of these verses too. So I know it worked for me too. So that's two testimonies. So if it worked for both of us, I'm sure it'll work for you too.
It'll work for anybody that's willing to put the time and effort to do it. The first one I want to give is Joel 3:10. And these are all just short one-liners, so they're easy to memorize. Joel 3:10, let the weak say, I am strong. That's a good one. Let the weak say, I am strong.
The next one is Psalm 27, verse 1. The Lord is the strength of my life.
Well, that's another good one. Psalm 18, 32. It is God who arms me with strength. That's a good one. These are all good.
Psalm 41 verse 2, I will preserve you and keep you alive.
This stuff gets me all fired up, DJ. Psalm 91:16, I will satisfy you with a long life.
Psalm 103:3, I heal all your diseases.
Oh, that's good. Psalm 118:17, you shall not die, but you will live to declare my works.
Isaiah 53:5, with my stripes you are healed.
Wow. Here's a simple one. Isaiah 57:19, I will heal you.
Amos 5:4, seek me and you shall live.
Wow. That's why you get to read his word, right? Where are you going to find the will of God? In the word of God. Matthew 4:23, I heal all manner of sickness and disease. Listen, is there anything stronger than God? No. Matthew 4:23, I heal all manner of sickness and disease.
Luke 9, verse 11, I heal all those who have a need of healing.
No one's disqualified, all right? You said at the very beginning, don't matter what you've done, don't matter who you are, just repent, you know, change your mind.
Yep.
Make the Lord of your life, right? I heal all those who need to be healed, right? Acts 4:30, I stretch forth my hand to heal.
Ephesians 6:3, I want it to be well with you. I want you to live long.
Wow, and say that.
Before, it's Ephesians 6:3, I want it to be well with you. I want you to live long. And I'll add in a bonus one, one that I say all the time in my life. 1 John 4:4, greater is he that is in me than he who is in the world.
Wow. And we said earlier, where's all that evil, rotten sickness come from? Well, when man sinned, the Bible says when man sinned, sickness and disease entered the world. And the Bible says, who's in the sway of the earth? The devil, right? Repeat your verse again.
1 John 4:4, greater is he who is in me than he who is in the world.
Talking about God being in you is stronger than the devil in the world, right? Now, that's just a few of the healing verses that are in God's word, right? There's a whole lot more. You can find them. Take your Bible, open it up, look for them. It'll do you good. Your health and your healing is worth the effort, isn't it, DJ?
Yeah, and just so everybody knows, I'll put all these verses in the bio of this video. So if you want to just quickly look at all of them, they'll be
that's
down there.
Good, because every one of those, if you do what we're saying, it will work. I guarantee it will work. It worked for me. It'll work for you. Well, DJ, I think that's enough for today. We've gone kind of long today. How long has this been so far?
Over an hour.
Yeah, we don't normally go this long. I don't like to give people, I don't want to get their ears aching, right? Give them ear fatigue.
This is a full film.
This isn't a short version. This isn't the TV version, right? No. But this stuff is just so important. So anyway, thanks for watching and listening today. This podcast has really been working on my heart to deliver this. So I hope we delivered it in a way that you can understand it, because this stuff worked for me and I know it can work for you. And so if this program has helped you, let us know. That would help us. Let us know. And also, more importantly than that, share it with other people that you may know who may need it. We're doing the best we can to present the truth of healing in God's word. And I tell you what, this is not religion to us, is it, DJ? It's the reality. It's reality. We really got help. I got healed from an incurable medical condition. And that's who our God is, right? He's awesome. He's our healer. He's a great physician.
Absolutely. And if you like our content, please subscribe to our channel. It helps us reach more and more people with the good news of God's word.
Right. So join us here next week, right here on Reborn Report.
Reborn Report.
I'll try that again. So join us here next week, right here on Reborn Report, where the word of God will get you all fired up, get you healed, and make you happy too. Hey, have a great week. See you, DJ.
See you guys. See you, Dad.
Bye.